Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we'll give unto you. Praise be to God. So we thank God once again for another blessed day this Sunday. We are continuing on in our series here about the falling away. And we started part one. We did somewhat of an opening because to this here, we're talking about the second thing that contributed to the falling away of the early church was evil teachings. The people begin to accept the evil teachings. Evil teachings begin to have its way among the people. And so yesterday on part one, my brother and I, and we're waiting until my brother come on here, we opened up with part one, giving you an introduction. And I talked to you about when you're teaching that there are three primary things that you're going to be doing. You're going to be causing something, you're going to be imparting something, and you're going to be instructing. And so I gave you the cause is that when you're teaching, you're going to cause people to know something or to know how to even do something. The second thing is that you're going to, when you're teaching, you're going to impart knowledge to people, impart some to them that they didn't know especially. And number three, when you're teaching, you're going to instruct by precept, example, or experience, okay? So we are on part two tonight, the falling away, evil teachings part two, and I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay, we've seen that we're having technical difficulties. And not surprising, Satan doesn't want this message to get out. Amen. But the enemy is a liar. He's defeated. Amen. And God's power is the greater power. So I'm looking for my brother to call back in and try again because we are having this technical difficulty, my Lord. So we are grateful. Yes, he'll be calling back in a minute. Once again, we are on part two tonight of the falling away, evil teachings. Once again, what happened with the early church is showing you the condition that we are in today. And once again, another one of the contributing factors besides them, the people begin to walk in unholiness, the evil teaching that circulated among the people. Now, I'm going to try this again. Pass my brother on. God bless you, brother. Okay, seems like this technical difficulty thing is still happening. Satan, you are a defeated foe. We exercise our authority against you. We command you to cease in your hindrance. You are defeated by the power of the Holy Ghost. You shall not win this battle, but the battle, the Lord has the victory. Power will cause your power to succeed. It will cause your power to fail. In Jesus' name, for Christ is the deliverer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for his delivering power. God bless, brother.
God bless, brother. How are you?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for this blessed day and opening this way that you can come on, because we know that Satan did not want you to join in, because I have to say it before we start, we have been given another opportunity to pound on his head with this word. And
amen.
He's trying to, you can't go to the store and get nothing to take away this headache that we've been giving him with just the word of
amen.
God. So he said, if I can't get nothing to stop it, I got to try to keep y'all from getting on there. And so once again, we get to stamp
amen.
The word failure to his forehead. Praise be
amen.
To God. So we thank God for this blessed day. We are on part two of the Falling Away Evil Teaching. And I just wanted to know from the Lord, Lord, what way do I need to go in giving what I have to give unto the people on this section? And I
amen.
Believe that the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me about first tonight on part two, dealing with the good teaching. The good teaching.
Amen.
Or in other words, we can say the teaching that is acceptable by God.
Yes.
He dealt me about that. And then on another part, deal with the evil teaching. So tonight, I'm going to start off with the teaching that was acceptable by God. And I'm going to ask my
amen.
Brother if he would start us off with an opening prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we come before your face, Lord Jesus. Father, we acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, as Lord
yes,
God. Lord God, the one who gives us knowledge, understanding, O Lord God. Father, you are the Spirit of truth, O Lord Jesus, Lord God, and we acknowledge
yes,
you, O Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to send your angels, Lord God, before us, Lord God,
yes,
in the name of Christ, to minister to them, O Lord God, that are upon, Lord God, this blog talk radio, Lord God, that's open to it, Lord God, that's tuned into
yes,
it, Lord
Lord
Jesus. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with understanding, with light, with illumination, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless them, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that the word take root deep in their hearts, oh Lord God. These words, oh Lord God, that ministered from your word, oh Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, and for all these things, we give you honor, praise, and glory in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 4. Once again, for those of you who, and I don't say this to be taunting, I say this because many of you that do say this, you don't completely understand. But for those of you that want to say, oh, okay, there he go, starting in that Old Testament. We're not Old Testament. We're New Testament church. Once again, I want to say unto you that we do not
amen.
Keep the law of the bulls and of goats or the ordinances that was a man. But
amen.
Spiritual principles still apply, and there are some things in the Old Testament that when you look in the New, God didn't change his mind. So
amen.
If God wanted teaching in the New Testament, then he definitely, as we see here, he wanted teaching in the Old Testament. So there's no change on that. So it is good that we can start from here. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verse 5, now this is what Moses told the people. He said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me. that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Glory to God. Go to verse 9. He said, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they should live upon the earth, that they may teach their children. Glory to God. Now, we see in the Old Testament that God wanted his people taught. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to make this thing even greater, remember, the people here in the Old Testament was God's old covenant people, the people of the old covenant. But they were not, quote, born again. So if God wanted a people who he was calling be consecrated to him, but yet was still not regenerated, if he wanted them to be taught, then you can imagine what he wants for his people today who have been regenerated, who have been born again. Now, Moses said that he taught them the statutes and judgment of God because what? God commanded him to. God commanded Moses, which will represent also the leadership today, to teach the statutes and judgments of God. And then he goes in verse 9 and he talks and breaks down to the parents. He said, take heed of yourself, keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all thy days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. So not only your children, but your grandchildren. Okay? Amen. He said, teach them. Now, remember yesterday I gave you the three things you do when you teach. You call something, you impart something, and you instruct. So when you're teaching, as God has made it clear here, you're teaching the word of God, glory to God, you're causing the people to have knowledge of something dealing with God. And when you're teaching the word of God, you're also causing them to know how to do certain things that is in God. Okay? And God is saying that not only does he have this in order from the ministry to the people, but also in the home from the parents to the children. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he said that you may teach your children. Amen. So hear this message, parents. God not only wants the pastor to teach you the word or to teach you about the things of God, but guess what? He wants you to teach Junior and little Susie, your children. And then he took it a step further and said, even your grandchildren. Amen.
Amen.
This is the teachings of my God. See, God, whether we believe it or not, is concerned about family. Okay? God always been concerned about family. Okay? God ain't out just trying to pick one out and say, okay, listen, I want you saved, but I don't want your son or your daughter saved. Or, daddy, mom, I want y'all to know the word, but I don't want your children to know the word. That's God wants the whole household to know his word. He wants the whole household to know about him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
This word teach in verse 10 has a different Hebrew word than the word teach in verse 9. The word teach in verse 10 means to teach, but it means to goad. G-O-A-D. Okay? You say, well, what do you mean when you goad something? Well, see, you're stirring something up to an action. In other words, God wants his word and the things about him taught to our children that it will stir them up into the way of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's what he wants, okay? See, even in the church today, where there's a lack of teaching, some people have not been stirred up in the direction of the Lord through the teaching of the word. Because why? It had become absent. Amen? Become absent. Many pastors, quote, don't even have no time to teach the members. So, and even though that's in their job now, that's in their job title in the kingdom of God. If you're a pastor, you got to feed the flock. And you ain't just feeding them with preaching, you got to feed them with teaching too. But see, today, you got so many pastors in different churches, they won't do it. They assign somebody else to do it. Well, you know, God didn't say that. And don't get me wrong, people can help you out. But when you got them at a point where they're doing what you're supposed to be doing, there's something wrong. Amen. Something wrong with that pitch. Glory to God. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 44. Ezekiel chapter 44. Amen.
Amen.
And we're talking about the good teaching. Okay? The good teaching. And see, this is the thing that the people in the early church got off of. They got away from it, people. The good teaching. Amen. The teaching of the word of God, not only to the members in the congregation, but in the homes, in the family. Okay? They got away from teaching the statutes and judgments of God. Okay? Through his word. They got away from that. Amen. Shepherds among the early church got away from it. Mamas and daddies got away from it. Okay? The good teaching. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 15, look what he said to the priest. He said, but the priests, the Levites, the son of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they should come near to me to minister unto me, and they should stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, say the Lord God. And notice he speaks about the priest, okay? Now let's stay in this chapter here, and let's look at verse 23. Talking about the same priest. He said, and they should teach my people the difference between what? The holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. The priests, which today represent also once again the ministry, and even being of the leader in the homes, dads, he said that what? He wanted them to teach the people the difference between the holy and profane. In other words, you got to teach what God calls holy and what God calls unclean. Uh-oh. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the early church got away from that. They got away from teaching what God calls holy and what God calls unclean. See, that's what's going to matter in the end, people.
Amen.
It's not what man calls good. You can look at what man calls good now. It'll make your nose shrivel up. My God, man is already telling you it's all right for a man to go with a man and a woman go with a woman.
Yep.
And men calling that acceptable. They calling that okay. They calling that clean. They calling that right. But God doesn't call it that. Hallelujah.
Man.
That's in our job title ministry. Please hear me. This is another reason why we got to teach people the word of God, is so that we got to show them the difference between what God calls holy and what God calls unclean. That's why, that's part of the reason why some people are doing some stuff, because why? There's a lack of teaching. They're not being taught. Okay, this is what God calls holy. This is what God calls unholy.
Amen.
And some people don't know. They literally do not know. They're what you call winging it, going on the field. Well, maybe God is okay with it, you know. Now they stepping in. They under a curse now.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He said, and then caused them to discern between the unclean and the clean. See, when we teach the people the word of God, not only is we pointing out to them what God calls holy and what he calls unholy, but we're helping them to discern between the clean and the unclean. Now, hopefully with this message, some of us in the ministry that's listening to the broadcast, maybe it will stir you up to really get in the word yourself so you can what? Teach the people.
Yes.
But once again, the early church got off that. Amen. Because we go on in the series, Lord, so saying we're gonna be mentioning that. The church got off of that. Amen. They got off what God calls holy and unholy. They said, well, shoot, well, we're gonna teach what we believe is okay. What we call good and what we call not good. Amen. That's why God said in the word, woe to those that call good evil and evil good.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because you have people in the body today, and even in the back of the early church, they're rejoicing over sin.
Amen.
Man, you talking about robbing and killing people, and they said smiling and all excited. You talk about laying around and doing this and having all that, they all excited. And you looking like, wait a minute. You talking about digging a pit for your neighbor and all that, they all excited. And some of them are willing to get in with you. Let me get a piece of that action. Amen. The early church, those that turn away, did not stand firm on what God calls holy and what he called unholy. So they did not stay with the good teaching, the teaching that was acceptable by Christ. Amen. They went with the teaching that was acceptable by man, and guess who else? The devil.
Yeah.
Because once you get off the good teaching of God, and even when you start incorporating your own teaching, that also give an invitation for Satan to what? To slip up in there.
That's right.
And slip a little stuff in there too.
Right.
So you say, hey, ain't nothing wrong with you going to someone else for help. Oh, it ain't really? Yeah, you can call 1-800-PSYCHIC. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They helps you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because many have been taught the word, this is why witches and warlocks and psychics can come up in a congregation and quote call themselves prophesying. Uh-oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Paul said in his time, he said, brother, I would not have you ignorant. And he began to what? He began to teach them, to talk to them about what? The spiritual gifts. Why? Because in back in that time, during the time in the early church, in the Corinthian church, they were getting up and calling themselves prophesying, speaking against Jesus, and talking about it was given to them by the Holy Ghost. And Paul was like, oh, no, nah. Ain't no Holy Ghost gave you nothing about speaking against Jesus. Let me educate you on this. And that's what he had to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And today, many of us in the ministry, man, we're going to be held accountable big time. Why? Because we haven't been teaching the people. Man, we were preaching. Listen, it ain't nothing for us to have a ceremony with a bunch of preaching lined up. We will preach to you so hard till you fall out, get up, and we'll preach again till you fall out again. But when it comes to teaching, we all look lost.
Amen.
Amen. And if we ain't lost, we fight it. Oh, we doing good what we doing now. Man, but we need to teach the people the word, and we get a big fight going on. Listen, Jesus taught more and then what he preached. Jesus Christ, our Lord, incarnated in the flesh, walked this earth, took the time to sit down and teach folks. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He took the time to sit down and teach people. He didn't say, get away from me, I'm busy. None of that. He took time to sit down. And so, amen, that's what happened. And so here with the priests, they was given that charge by God to teach the people. Amen. Because you know what? In the kingdom, God doesn't raise no lazy children. He didn't have the priests sitting around. They filling their thumbs saying, man, ain't nothing else to do, man. We cleaned up the temple, man. Ain't nothing else. I don't know what to do. Let's pitch pennies. No, it wasn't none of that. They had a job to do. Amen. And I'm going to say this before I turn it over to the hands of my brother. If you, as a minister, and I pray that some of you that's listening, I pray, if you're in the ministry, I hope you hear this message. If you being a minister and in the ministry, let me drop it a little deeper. This also go to you, dad and mom. If you have a love for the people that's under your leadership, you will care about teaching them.
Amen.
Amen. You would. And some of you that's listening, that's in the pews, any good minister, you may think that it doesn't bother him. Let me tell you something. Ministers that really care for the people of the flock, you know one of the things that bothers them? When they're teaching the word and they see people not applying it. Amen. You might think it don't bother them. Amen. Because when behind the pulpit, see, you ain't just behind the pulpit. That's things that, as a minister, you see that people think you don't see. And many times you can tell when people in the faith, remember Acts chapter 14, Paul saw the man that was crippled. The Bible said he behold that he had the faith to be healed. He didn't ask the man that he had the faith. He beheld. Amen. So he saw it. You can see people in the faith, and you can see when people are applying the word in their life. You can tell. And you can tell when they ain't. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, the early church got off. They got off the foundation. They got off the plane, people. They quit teaching what God called holy and unholy. They went away for it. They got off of that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He called about she. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. They got off of it, people.
Yes, they did.
And the same thing is happening today. Glory to God. We're more susceptible to teaching Islamic religion in the churches than the word of God. Because you know why we're doing it? We're talking about we want to be in the peace. You know, God said, be at peace and love everybody. Praise the Lord. And so then we're taking on these teachings. And then now you're sitting there with frowns in your face saying, I didn't know Pastor so-and-so believe in that. Is that in the Bible? And you find out it ain't.
Amen.
we're taking in teachings, just like they did in the early church, that is not of God. Because, see, we want to be so joined to the world. We want the world, like, we're tired of the world throwing tomatoes and lettuce at us and eggs. We want them to put their arms around us and hug us. That's what we want. We want to come into place. We're tired of people scattering like ants, scattering like we're a disease. So we want people to like us, so we're taking on and teaching some of this stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got one lady who claiming to be a minister who was dealing with couples, men and women, and had them slow dancing in the church building, grabbing each other close. Amen. This is where we went to. So I'm going to take a pause right there. Thank God for the word, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, I'm going to piggyback on you again.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That 23rd verse there, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Now, these are days, okay, where people like to be politically correct, right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And they like to say things that are correct politically, and they don't want to say things that ruffle feathers, okay?
Get Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I got to say this, okay? And I got to say this, okay, in light of what my brother, hallelujah, said there, okay? I know we're talking about things that came into the church, okay? But I want to tell you something that's coming in America. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I tell you something that's coming in America that's trying hard, knocking hard at the door, and we trying hard to let it in.
Amen.
We all our might to let this thing in here. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. What's trying to come into America? What's beating so hard at the door that the devil got it coming? That the devil's behind it, the world's behind it, and the flesh is behind it. What's trying to come in America? That's going to take away some of our liberties. What's trying to come into America? Thank you, Jesus, that will change America from being the land of the free and the home of the brave, okay? We like to say that, okay, but we don't know what price it takes, okay? Hallelujah, to maintain those things, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we don't know the difference. In these days, we don't know the difference between the right and the wrong. We don't know the difference between the clean and the unclean, between the holy and the profane, okay? What is trying to get into America? We ain't even looked at this thing, and it's been told us, and this thing, now, this ain't just in the dark, okay, that this thing is coming up on us, and we got our eyes wide open, and we still ain't paying no attention to it. You know
Amen.
What we care more about? We care more about Trump not winning, hallelujah, the presidency.
Amen.
That ain't the most important thing. You know what the most
Amen.
Important thing is? Is that communism, socialism, is trying to get into America.
Yeah.
That's one of the evils, one of the greatest evils in the world. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's one of the three great evils of the world. Thank you, Jesus. You know why it's so evil? Because it's backed by Satan. That's Satan's baby.
Amen.
That's Satan's
Amen.
Child, okay? These three things that Satan uses the most in the world, that has the most people in the world, these are Satan's children, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And we trying hard to let this evil into America. We hate Trump so much that we say we don't care what comes in, just so we get rid of him.
Amen.
That's what we
say. Amen.
We don't care. We don't care. You know, let Bernie come in. Let Bernie Sanders come in here. We don't care what Bernie Sanders is bringing in.
Amen.
Just so we get our way. Thank you, Jesus. We can't stand
Amen.
This man. Something's wrong there. Why is there something wrong there? Because, well, this man has done some things that rub you the wrong way. Thank you, Jesus. But then he has
Amen.
Done some good. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm not puffing him up, okay? He ain't to be puffed up, okay? He should repent. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He has room to repent. So does every person in the world, okay? But I'm talking about these things, the thing that's before our faces, okay? Now, Satan is using Black Lives Matter. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. He's using it.
My Lord.
And I got to say this, okay? And I
Amen.
Know a lot of haters gonna hate me for this saying this, okay? But the Satan is using Black Lives Matter, okay? You know Martin Luther King did the Martin Luther King when he was doing his marches and things, when he was doing the civil rights stuff, okay? You know who introduced themselves to Martin Luther King? You know who the socialism. And they offered to pay for all the stuff just so you let us be with you. Because this was a way for them to get into America, to get into the government, and things like that, to legitimize themselves, and to get hold on America, and to throw America back, hallelujah, to the unclean.
My Lord.
Because socialism is just the top part of communism. Okay?
Hallelujah.
We don't like to hear that, but this is what you letting into America. And you ain't care. You don't care how you vote. You don't care who you vote for. Just so you just, I want him out of there. I hate him. And whenever you see, and see, we ain't even paying attention to how frantic we are about this thing, okay? We so frantic. You guys got to get him out of there. I don't care how we get him out of there. Penalize him, whatever you have to do to him, just get him out of there. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And we don't recognize when God done threw us a lifeline, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So we have to put up with a few things. But God when God let that man get in there, he had that man put in there because he stood up for some things, okay, that America was putting down, okay? He stood
Amen.
Up for what? He stood up against abortion, okay?
Amen.
Now, that other party, I don't care. I'm not talking about parties, okay? I'm talking about principles, okay? I'm not talking about parties. I'm talking about principles, okay? This other man, okay, that you jumping to get in there, believe in what? The rights of what? Homosexuals.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Lesbians. Gay rights. Same-sex marriage. Glory to the Lamb. This is what this man believes in. He told you that. Told you what he stands for, and you still going to vote for him.
Amen.
You think you're going to be blameless? Do you think you're going to be blameless?
My
you have
Lord.
Let the profane in. You have let the unclean in. You have let that which is not of God in. And now you think you're going to lean back and say, this is the land of God's blessing. This ain't the land of God's blessing anymore. God's trying
My
to
Lord.
Save you, and you're trying hard to destroy yourself.
Amen.
Thank you. And you're trying hard. Hey, make sure he don't win. Got to make sure he don't win. Got to make sure he don't win. So he won't get in there. Okay, this is what America is so frantic in this one thing, in this hate, okay? That's how you know it's driven by Satan. Thank you, Jesus. All these ungodly people don't want Trump in there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the godly people don't understand. Hallelujah. Why he's in there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, you may not approve of it. Hallelujah. But why did God let him in there? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Why did God put him in? Hallelujah. He put him in there at a time when to stop the evil one from getting into America. Now, if this communism get into America, if this socialism get into America, they're going to take all your rights away. They're going to take all your liberties away. They're going to take everything away from you that you take for granted now, okay? Now, you have all these liberties, okay? But under socialism, there is no liberties. You don't have no rights. You do what the government tell you to do, or the government,
Amen.
Okay? And this evil is trying to take over the America, okay, and then trying to bring all of America under one government. What did that sound like to you? One government?
Amen.
Who's trying to do that? Who's trying to do that? Who is trying to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. They're trying to do this because they want to bring, once this thing get in here, it's going to take a whole lot to get it out. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Now, you don't understand that, okay? You don't understand that because all you riding on is one thing. I hate Trump. That's all you riding on. I hate Trump. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. Look at him. I hate him. I hate to see him. And then it's funny that all the TV shows, everything is making fun of him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. I know that he hasn't done everything right, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I know that his pride, hallelujah, he needs to swallow his pride. Glory to the Lamb. He needs to be brought low. But so do you. Thank you, Jesus. You have
Amen.
To understand, you letting Satan in. Thank you. By your vote, you letting Satan in, okay? You done voted this evil in. And you said that said back to him, come on in, and you don't even know what you're inviting in. You had no idea what you're inviting in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bernie. What was he saying? He said, "This is our only hope. This is our only hope." That ain't our hope. Our hope ain't in no party. Our hope ain't in no man can do. Our hope is in Christ. America is supposed to be a godly nation, but we have lost that because we have set up laws against God. Remember, I told you that before. We set up laws against God. We said, "Hey, abortion is good. It's all right. It's legalized. Drugs is all right. Good. It's legalized." Okay. Alcohol is all right. It's good. It's legalized. And then, you know, then we said, "Hey, homosexuality is all right. It's all right. It's legalized." Okay, we legalized it, and so God's gonna have to bow to us. What are you saying to God when you say that it's right and God says it's wrong? You telling God he has to change. Hallelujah. His word, hallelujah, and you're telling God, you're gonna change because set up a law. And we told the people that it's good to do this.
Amen.
Oh, we don't understand where we've stepped, okay? You don't stepped in it, okay? You don't stepped in, you don't threw the proverbial stuff in the fan, okay? You know, threw it in the fan, and it's flying everywhere. you don't even have no idea where you done, okay? And we just one step, we in danger. America's in danger, brothers and sisters, okay? America is in much danger. The body of Christ
Amen.
Is in much danger. Because if they get over here and they set themselves up, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to outlaw the church. They're going to outlaw the body of Christ. They're going to outlaw religion. Your so-called religion or your religiosity. They're going to outlaw that. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. This is what you're trying to let in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, that's the profane. That's the unholy. Hallelujah. He said, discern between the unclean and the holy and the unclean, right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you look and see all the evil devastation that this evil has left in its wake, okay? All the evil that communism, socialism, Marxism, humanism, all those things has left in its wake. Look at all the evil, the souls that it's destroying, okay? Look at Russia, how Russia is. Look at it. Look at Romania.
Amen.
Look at all the, do you know that they over there in the Russia and the Romania, that the Christians over there are being beat up, knocked down? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And all these places, they being persecuted greatly. And we trying to let this
Amen.
Devil in.
Amen.
I'm fighting hard to let this devil in. Let him in, let him in, let him in. You don't
yeah.
care just so we get rid of him. just so we get rid
Amen.
Of him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. I hope you take this. I just felt led to say that, brother. I had to say it, you know.
Yeah.
I have
Amen.
My scripture laid out here, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord took me a different way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're all about truth. This is what we're about, okay? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And this thing that has taken over Black Lives Matter, okay, that's heading this thing, okay, that's what you call it, that's giving them money to run it, okay?
Yeah.
This is not of God, okay?
Amen.
Martin Luther King had enough of savvy when he saw them coming. He said, no, you can't be a part of us. Glory to the Lamb. He said, no,
yeah.
you can't be, we don't need that. They wouldn't let them be a part of them, okay? They tried to send their lawyers, everything to them, said, we'll help you in this, we'll support you, okay? You don't need communism to support you in anything.
Right.
Behind you in anything, okay? Because they are the devil's tool. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You better read up on things, okay? We got all kind of stuff on YouTube. You got all kind of stuff, hallelujah, just on the TV, okay, that'll tell you about this evil. People have wrote all
Amen.
Kind of books about the effects of this thing. And then the people over there in other countries is trying to warn us of what's knocking on our door.
Amen. Amen.
It ain't just God is trying to warn you. No, you ain't trying to. All you caring about is your little civil rights that you got, that you hold so dear. I got a right to marry any man I want to marry, any woman I want to marry, any goat I want to marry, any dog I want to marry. I got
Amen.
A right to marry my cat, my rat. I got a right to marry. If I want to marry my horse, why can't I marry my horse?
Amen.
Walking in perversion, sick perversion, and then you think you're going to get away with that. You think you're going to get away with that. You think you're going to contradict the laws of God and say God's laws do not matter.
Yeah.
So what God said is wrong. So what God said, God has to change. You have to change with the times. This is what they're saying.
Amen.
You got to change with the times. because we got to change with the times. Okay, we can't stay the same. And God's word does not change to suit people. People must change to suit God. Okay,
amen.
His word. Man should live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. It didn't say that God should proceed. God should live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of man. But we taking the horse, we taking the cart backwards. Okay, we're saying, hey, it doesn't make any difference what God says. Even though He made everything, even though God is the King of the universe, even though He made the heaven, the earth, and the planets, everything that's in them, we can tell God, you cannot tell us what to do.
Yeah.
Well, God.
Yeah.
God. If you only knew what was about to happen, if you only knew, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And only people that stand in the gap is those people that understand, hallelujah, what's at the door, okay? The wolf that's at the door. Thank you, Jesus. And it ain't just the communism that's behind this thing, okay? It's Roman Catholicism, hallelujah, and it's Islam also behind that. All this stuff, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that subject right now. I'm going to give it back to my brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, brother.
You know, we are here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we are in a series that we're giving to you all about the evil teaching. I want you to understand something, too, that there's times that even in our preparation, when God wants to get a urgent word out, He wants to get it out through His people. And so you may hear at times as we prepare to come forward, God may want to get that urgent word out. You know, it's being led by the Spirit of God. And it's not that God won't have us continue to speak on the subject we bring it to you all, but you're going to find that out. There are going to be times, you know, just like my brother was saying, God put it on him. He had to get that word out, okay? Sometimes, you know, even when we go on a certain course, God may want to, quote, take a break in that action for a urgent message to go forward. And so it is an urgent message, people. Because as my brother read to you from Ezekiel 44:23, that's one of the jobs in the ministry is to cause the people to know the difference between the holy and unholy, okay, and that they may discern between the clean and unclean. And so we got to expose the works of darkness, the unclean, and we got to let people know the clean, which is the will of God. That's our job, you know. That's what we got to do. And once again, the early church got off of that, people. They got off of that. Just like my brother was given unto him to give you the warning tonight. Well, many of them in the early church, and it's going on today, have gotten off that movement of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And they have and have gotten off that warning message.
Yeah.
Some of these ministers, they know certain things because God told them. But guess what? They're not telling the people.
Amen.
And you say, well, why is they not telling the people? Well, one reason is fear, and you can break that fear up into different chains. Number one, fear of losing members.
Yes.
Fear of not staying in the same, quote, social status that they in now, you know, being looked at as high and mighty. Okay? That fear factor, it works on them hard. So it ain't that the ministers, many of them don't know. Some of them know stuff, but they just not telling it. And they are, what I'm saying, telling you, is purposely withholding information from the people. And, you know, the sad thing about it, in these last days, when the people find out the truth, and then on top of that, find out that the minister knew, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to say right now, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. Because there's some stuff that people are doing that the ministers know is not the right way, and they keep it hush-hush about it. And people now, because of they're going that wrong route, which the wrong route lead you, what, into sin, into a curse, and now they're under a curse and discover and say, hey, it's something wrong. It's something wrong with this. I was doing this and that. And now when they discover that Pastor Joe knew that they was doing wrong, knew that they was going the wrong route, knew where they could end up at,
yes,
they're going to be addressing Pastor Joe, say, wait a minute. You mean you knew and you didn't tell me? You know, it's just like if you had a friend. If you were doing something and what you doing got you in some serious trouble, and that person that's supposed to be your friend, you found out later on that, hey, when you was taking that stuff in your coat and walking out toward the door, and you didn't know it was in your coat, and you get outside, find out it's in the coat, but now you ain't got bum rushed by the police and taken to jail, and your friend saw it in your coat before you walked out and didn't warn you, and you find out later on, the man, you knew. Do you know how upset you would be? Amen.
Amen.
That's why I said some of these ministers in the last day, I would not want to be in their shoes. Some of this stuff that the people is going to be in under a curse.
Yeah.
When they find out that Pastor Joe knew, I pray that you hear this. When they find out that Pastor Joe knew and didn't tell them, whoa, boy. That's all I got to say. Whoa, boy.
Amen.
Because there are some people that they get highly mad at you, and they get mad enough to want to do something, okay? Because we got Pastor Joe above the clouds, and we think that he's a man of God. He ain't never do nothing wrong. Pastor Joe is this and that and that and this. Now we in trouble when we find out Pastor Joe knew and never opened his mouth.
Yes.
Never opened his mouth.
Yes.
See, they're just like the rapture. When the people find out the truth.
Yes.
When they see Mr. Antichrist up on the scene doing this thing and they ain't going nowhere, they're gonna be looking for some of these ministers. I'm telling you.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. It reminds me of a church here in Mississippi. In fact, it was in this town next to us, about 10 or 12 miles from us east. We go there. In fact, I just came there from the other day going to Walmart. But this particular minister, now you would think what he said that people should have been thinking, but that show you how much they looked up to him, per se. He told the people one time, he said, the world finna end. He told them to sell what they have. And the people in the church over there, they did it. And they ended up giving it to him. And I said, now, wait a minute now. They ain't thinking, because if the world going in, why would I be selling my stuff and giving stuff to you? And see, he took off from what I last heard. He ran to Chicago. I don't know if they ever found it. This was years ago, okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Man, thank you, Jesus.
The early church got off the mark. They got away from giving the people the difference between the holy and unholy. Okay?
Amen.
They got away from warning the people. Like my brother just warned you about what's at the door. What's looking to get up in here? Communism, okay? Looking to get in here. Amen. And see, now many of the ministers have jumped on board with it. That's why they staying silent. Okay?
Yeah.
And see, what they finna do now, they finna try to smooth it out and try to make you think some good is in that thing.
Yeah.
You know, just like them RFID chips that they've been putting in people. What all they tell them?
Yep.
Oh, this will really help you out. This will help you, you know, you can't remember stuff. It'll help you to trace your kids and all that. Yeah. Little Jimmy get lost, we can find him. And you talking about putting something in my skin? Come on. No, nah. You already got a giant satellite up there in space looking down at my house, and you know where I stay at without me giving you my address. Now you want to put something in my skin? No.
And what they doing?
They smoothing it over to make you think it's going to be such a world of benefits from it. Amen?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And sad to say, some of these ministers have jumped on board with that stuff. Same thing with the homosexuality. Now what some of these ministers are doing? They smoothing it over like some good come out of it. Well, you know, God should love everybody. And I believe the world will be better. We just get along. Okay.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, since you want to get along with that which is not right, you let somebody live with you in your house and let them sell crack out your house at the same time. Let's see how get along with you get. Okay. Because only getting a loan you're going to be getting is a loan going to jail. Because
Amen.
The police ain't going to be hearing that. I ain't in it. They just said, no, according to them, it was sold in your house. You got a part in it.
Amen.
Click, click,
That's
put
right.
you in jail.
That's right.
Listen, if you're going to really stand for God, you got to call those things that is holy and unholy the way God said it. You got to do it if you're going to stand for God. Is you going to be persecuted? Yes, you are. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and make you think that when you do this, you're going to get an invitation from every church to come and say, I want you to come and speak in my church. Because you're telling the truth. No. A lot of them ain't going to want to see you. And some of them that used to be your friends going to break connections with you.
That's right. That's right.
But our job is to teach that the people may know the difference between the holy and unholy. That's the teaching that's acceptable by God. What God calls holy, what God calls unholy. That's what we're supposed to be teaching. And the early church got off of that. They got away from that.
Yes.
The leadership got away from that. Mama and dad is in the home, got away from it, just like today. Amen. We see little Joe coming now, and little Joe is starting to walk like a woman and talk like it and show and roll his head like a woman. But now in the household, we're not teaching him. Say, listen, son, that God didn't raise you like that. He didn't create you to be operating in confusion. That's confusion, son.
Amen.
Amen. Let me show you what
Amen.
The word of God had to say about it. Or little Susie come in the house, now she got her hair cut down just like she bald.
Mm-hmm.
And her walk is not feminine no more, okay? Her walk
mm-hmm.
is like a boy. And then, you know, she wants to do everything boy guy, and then she talking like the boy. What's up, homie? And the whole thing we going is like, okay, we saying, well, we got to let them choose. We got to let them choose. When you letting your little three-year-old, They didn't put so much stuff on the three-year-old. The man, little, what, I think his son was 2 or 3 years old. Just because he picked up a dress, they said, oh, he's chosen to be a girl. I said, are you kidding me?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
And we won't call this thing out. Our knees are knocking together. Okay, so we're afraid. We didn't got away from the responsibility that Christ put and gave to us. And that's what happened with the early church. They got away from the responsibility of helping the people to discern between the clean and unclean. So now when you ain't got no right teaching, people are doing some unclean stuff.
Right.
And then let's throw a little more salt on the wound. They claiming it's God. Oh, this is God. I know this is the Lord. Yep, this is the Lord. Yeah, the Lord got me behind, and the Lord got me doing it. No, God ain't got you making no pentagrams. That ain't the Lord. God ain't got you fooling with Ouija boards.
Nope.
He ain't got you going up to a seance and talking about I wanna visit my old Uncle Joe and tell him to forgive me. That ain't God.
Amen.
And the voice you hearing is not Uncle Joe, it's a ventriloquist called a familiar spirit. That's who imitating him. Okay. We gotta people, my God. We got to help the people discern between the clean and the unclean people. Okay?
Yes.
People are going, church folks are going to psychics. They going to these seances. They going to these palm readers. Okay? Because
Amen.
They hear stuff like, well, you know, they be knowing stuff too. You know, God to give them stuff too. They hear stuff like that. Why? Because in the churches, we're not teaching them the truth between that which is holy and unholy. We're letting them think that witchcraft is good. We're letting them think that magic is okay. We're letting them think that contact a necromancer because, you know, I'm still upset at my grandfather, what he did 50 years ago, and I just want to know for him why he did it. And so we letting them think that, hey, if I go to a necromancer, he'll pull up old grandfather and grandfather tell me. Not understanding by us doing that, we have opened up a door for a demon spirit, and when you going home, now something is picking you up and throwing you from wall to wall.
Amen. Amen.
And we wonder, what's going on? Lord, what's happening? We ain't teaching with firmness. We ain't calling
right.
it what God calling. We ain't saying, hey, listen, y'all. We can't make y'all do or not do. We going to give you the word. The word said God said that's unholy. That's unclean. Okay? And why you coming up with stuff talking about because they know stuff they shouldn't have known, the devil knows stuff about you too. You know, he had years to study us. Years.
Amen.
Okay? You talking about because, yeah, she told me I lost a ring under the refrigerator and it was under there 30 years and there's no way she could have known it after the devil saw when your ring rolled under there. Amen. He saw the ring. Good gracious, come on. The word of God tell you. God said,
Amen.
God said, even some of the stuff that's not of him, God said, I will let it come to pass. Why? To prove to see do you love me. Because those same false prophets who
Amen.
Telling you stuff and you tell me, oh, there's no way they should have known it. God said, I'm gonna let this thing come to pass that they say. Just to prove to see if you love me. So when they tell you, hey, see there, I told you that, and you know I shouldn't have known it. Come on, let's go serve other gods.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what's happening with people.
Yeah.
Even in the body of Christ, they're going to serve other gods. Why? Because somebody told me something they shouldn't have known. What?
Amen.
Now you got demons all up and down your house, okay? All and up and down your house now. And now people getting bitter and mad at God. Oh, God, let me, why are you doing this to me, God? You know, all God. Ain't no devil now. All God. No devil. We just blaming God for everything. You thrown room to room is God. You kicked out the house, thrown outside is God. Okay? All that is God. God, why are you doing this to me? But because we have not let the people know what God calls holy and what he calls unholy. And that's one of the things that happened with the early church. They got off the right teaching, okay?
Amen.
And got into some bad teaching, okay?
Yes.
And fallen angels, they came down here and laid with those women and them women gave birth to them children, okay? What were they were teaching those people what? Perverted knowledge, okay?
Right.
They were giving them knowledge about the no-nos, okay?
Right.
If somebody teaching you how to heist a bank, that's perverted knowledge, okay? If you never know how to rob a bank and you got somebody teaching you how to rob a bank, that's perverted knowledge, okay?
Right.
You being taught perverted knowledge, okay? And you getting, and see, some Christians are getting all excited because they're getting taught perverted knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he taught me how to make a bomb. Really? Yeah, he taught me where to put it at in the building. Come on.
Amen.
We just got off track. That's what we didn't do. We getting excited by perverted knowledge. We getting excited by doing stuff that God said, I forbid. And we're getting excited. That's why he said love doesn't rejoice in what? In iniquity. It doesn't rejoice in wickedness. Okay? So you got somebody rejoicing in wickedness. Understand, it ain't the love of God working through them. It ain't God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My brother gave you the word of warning today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And like he said, we doing our hardest to let this thing in the dough.
Yes.
In fact, they ain't even got too much knock on the dough now. They could just walk up to the dough. We just, open the door and say, come on in. You know, we've been waiting on you. And see, what's going to happen is you're going to have people when this stuff start really manifest itself, they're going to be coming up with stuff to smooth this thing, to get you accepted, okay? They're smoothing it out to get you accepted. Hey, listen, let me show you the benefits of this thing.
Amen.
And because we have not been teaching the people between the holy and the unholy, people going to be saying, you know, that sounds good. You know, that sounds pretty good. It sounds like that's a plan. I like it, you know. And get and start doing it, and it ain't of God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. We're teaching what man calls, quote, holy and unholy. Not what God calls it now. And see, that's what the early church messed up and got off at. They got in all that perverted and evil teachings. They start teaching what the devil and what man said what was okay and what was not okay. It don't work like that, people. If what you say is okay, if it ain't agreement with God, it don't mean nothing. If what you call in unclean, if it don't agree with God, it don't mean nothing. Okay? It ain't going to hold.
Amen.
It has no support. It's going down. That's what is going to happen. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what happened with that's one thing happened with the early church people. Got off the good teaching. Okay?
Right.
The people in the pews, and especially those in the pulpit, man, they just went to, they got into some evil teaching. Okay? Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for the word of the Lord today. Thank God for my brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my brother if he would offer up a closing prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, let your word go to the hearts, minds, souls of the people, Lord God. Father, let them receive this word, Lord Jesus. Father, give your people a mind, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Lord Jesus, like their house was on fire, Lord God. Like, Lord Jesus,
yes,
their
Lord.
Life depended upon it, oh Lord God. Cause the people, Lord God, to understand, Lord Jesus, what is at the door, Lord God, what evil is
yes,
trying
Lord.
To come in. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And how you have had great mercy, Lord God, grace upon us, Lord Jesus. And, Lord God,
yes,
we're trying to let that devil in. We're trying to let him in the door, Lord God. Father, we're trying
yes,
it hard, trying to pull that door open for that devil. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Make us aware, Lord Jesus. Make America aware,
Thank
Lord Jesus, in your mighty name,
yes, Lord
God. Hallelujah. Gather your people, Lord God, against her, Lord God, against this wickedness, Lord God. Against this spirit, oh
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God, hallelujah, of communism, socialism, Marxism, oh Lord God, humanism, oh Lord God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ, Lord God, hallelujah, against this spirit, oh Lord God, that's trying to take over America, in Jesus Christ's
yes,
name,
Lord.
Lord God. Thank you, Father, and trying to take away the liberties, the rights, Lord God, hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Of America, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, make America wake up. Bless it to wake up, Lord God. Bless us to wake up, Lord God, and to see, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, where
yes,
she's standing. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget, once again, tomorrow night we'll be on 30 minutes, 6 to 6:30, me and my brother, with part 3, and then from 7 to 8:30, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be on. So once again, we thank God for this opportunity and God blessing us to be able to bring the word to you tonight. And for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.